Yes, good afternoon. Today we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Now, because I cannot interpret, would you say that is somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you? Number one, jobs and wages.
Very important.
Thank you. Now, please remember that we are only allowed to use a scale from 0 to 10. So number one is jobs and wages.
It's 10.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living.
It's a 10.
Thank you. Crime and violence.
A 10.
Okay. Abortion rights.
A 10.
Okay. Voting rights.
A 10.
Okay. Healthcare.
A 10.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom.
A 10.
Okay. K-12 education.
10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
It's a 10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
A 10.
Okay. Immigration.
It's a 10.
Okay. Democracy.
It's a 10.
Okay. Climate change.
It's a 10.
Okay. A student loan debt.
10.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024, and I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all? And 10 means... Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we cover all races equally, what is your race?
I'm African American.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I am a male.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we cover all ages equally, what is the year of your birth?
56.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree you have achieved?
I have a bachelor's.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
It's a 10.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to the community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
It's a 10.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale of from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Number one, John Ossoff.
It's a 10.
Okay. Brian Kemp.
A 9.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
A 0.
Okay. Andre Dickens.
5.
Okay. Raphael Warnock.
A 10.
Okay. Brad Rappensperger.
An 8.
Okay. And Tim Walsh.
A 5.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Kamala.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's better.
Thank you. Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. Now, at this point, we're about 70% done, so thank you for your patience, sir. I really appreciate this, and your opinion is extremely important. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. Number 1, your local mayor.
5.
Okay. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
A 9.
COVID-19 recovery.
It's a 9.
Okay. Black voters.
It's a 9.
Okay. Vice President Harris.
I give a 10.
Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
9.
Thank you. Now, here is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports from over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and providing access to credit, and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
That's a nice.
Okay. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
That's a nice.
Thank you. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
That's a 10.
Okay. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
That's a 10.
Okay. And finally, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and demanded body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Now, thank you for your responses so far. Now, I'm going to ask some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that is perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power your vote you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all. A 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to this community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all. A 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
I'm straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
Could you repeat that?
Yes. How would you describe your employment status? Is it full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, or retired, or permanently disabled?
I'm retired.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
It was $40,000.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate the time that you have given us today, and I hope that you have an excellent rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.